Welcome to this lesson on formula for amen varination using resampling workflows in Ableton Live 12. If you want your drum and bass tracks to feel alive, the amen break is one of the best places to start. But the real magic is not just looping it over and over. The magic is in slicing it, processing it, resampling it, and rearranging it so the groove keeps evolving. That is how you get movement, tension, and that classic jungle energy without getting stuck in a boring loop. In this lesson, we're going to build a beginner-friendly workflow in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools. By the end, you'll have one original amen loop, a few resampled variations, and a simple arrangement idea you can use in your own drum and bass tracks. Let's keep this practical and musical. The goal is not to overcomplicate the break. The goal is to make it feel like it's breathing. First, load your amen break into a clean Ableton project. You have two main options here. If you want to keep things simple, drag the amen into an audio track. Set the warp mode to beat so the transients stay punchy and percussive. You can experiment with transient settings like 1/16 or 1/8 depending on the break, but the main thing is to make sure it locks to your project tempo. If you want more control, right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. That gives you a drum rack with each drum hit split onto pads. This is often the better choice if you want to rearrange the hits, mute certain notes, or build a more custom pattern. For a beginner, slicing is a huge win, because it makes the break editable in a very direct way. In drum and bass, variation often comes from tiny changes. You might remove a kick, shift a snare, repeat a hat, or reuse a little fragment in a new spot. Those small moves make a big difference. Now let's build the first version of the groove. Create a simple two-bar amen pattern. If you're using slices, keep the main character of the break in place. You want the snare backbeat, the rolling hats, a few kicks, and some of the little ghost notes that give the break its personality. A good beginner formula is this. Bar 1 stays mostly original, and bar 2 gets one or two small edits. Maybe you remove a kick near the end. Maybe you add a tiny pause before the snare. Maybe you repeat a hi-hat slice twice for a little forward motion. Maybe you cut the snare tail to create a quick stutter. Keep it subtle at this stage. We're trying to make it feel like a performance, not a fully robotic loop. Next, let's process the break a little before we resample it. Route the break into a drum group or drum bus so you can treat it as one sound. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz, so the low rumble doesn't eat up space. If the break feels muddy, make a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. If it needs more attack, a little boost around 3 to 6 kHz can help. After that, try drum bus. Use a moderate amount of drive, maybe somewhere in the 5 to 20% range depending on the source. Add just a bit of crunch if needed. Be careful with the boom control, especially if you want a darker DNB vibe. You can raise the transient amount slightly for more punch. Then add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. You're not trying to crush the break into dust. You're trying to give it thickness, grit, and density. Turn soft clip on if you want to control peaks a little more cleanly. Finally, use utility for gain staging and maybe to keep the low end centered, if that helps the mix. Here's an important teacher tip. Do not overprocess the break before resampling. If you print something that is already too smashed, too distorted, and too flat, you lose the dynamics that make the amen exciting in the first place. Leave yourself some room. Now comes the fun part. Resample it. Create a new audio track and set the input to resampling, or choose the track or group that contains your processed break. Arm the track and record one or two bars of the loop. This is where the workflow starts to feel like real production. You are not just tweaking a loop anymore. You are committing to a sound and printing it to audio. That might feel a little scary at first, but it is one of the most powerful habits you can build. It helps you make decisions faster, and it gives the track more personality. Once you have that resampled audio, use it as your new source. You can drag it back into a new audio track, or even slice it again into a drum rack if you want more control. Now make a second version that changes the rhythm in a noticeable but still musical way. Try moves like these. Shift a snare a little late, remove the first kick in bar 2, repeat a tiny hat fragment 2 or 3 times, reverse a small snare tail for a transition stutter the last 8th note before a drop. The key idea here is contrast. Use small changes every 2 bars and bigger changes every 8 bars. That gives the listener a sense of motion without losing the identity of the original break. At this point, it helps to think in terms of 3 useful amen states. First, the bass loop. This is your original or near original break, lightly processed. This is what carries the main groove. Second, the pressure loop. This one is a little less busy. Maybe you remove a kick or two. Maybe you leave a little more space around the snare. Maybe you darken it slightly with EQ or a low-pass filter. This version is great for building tension before a drop or during a verse section. Third, the fill loop. This one has more edits, more stutters, and maybe a reverse hit or snare chop. This is your transition tool. Use it at the end of every 8 or 16 bars to push the arrangement forward. Ableton's stock devices can take these variations even further. EQ8 is great for creating contrast between sections. One version can be a little warmer in the low mids, while another can have more top end removed. A narrow notch can also help tame a harsh cymbal or splash if it jumps out too much. Auto filter is perfect for transitions. You can low pass the break in the intro, then automate the cutoff to open up as you approach the drop. Keep the resonance light if you want it to stay tasteful. Beat repeat can be really useful for fills and glitch moments. Try it briefly before a drop. Keep the interval at 1 bar or half a bar, and use a small grid like 1/16 or 1/32 for quick rhythmic fragments. You do not need to leave it on all the time. Just a short burst can be enough to create excitement. Drum bus adds glue, punch, and attitude. Saturator adds grit and density. Reverb can work too, but use it sparingly. A short decay and a small send amount is usually enough to give a fill some space, without washing out the break. Now let's think about arrangement. A really simple 8-bar structure can already feel strong, if the Amen variations are doing their job. Bars 1 and 2 can be your intro groove. Keep it filtered and restrained. Maybe no bass yet, or just a very light bass idea. Bars 3 and 4 can bring in the fuller groove. Let the break open up a little more. Add the bass line or sub movement here and keep the rhythm stable. Bars 5 and 6 can introduce variation. Remove a few kick hits. Add some ghost note edits. Maybe use a small fill at the end of bar 6. Bars 7 and 8 are your tension or transition section. Bring in the fill version. Automate a low-pass filter or a little delay on the last hit. Get the listener ready for the next section. That kind of arrangement works, because it keeps the break recognizable while still making it feel like it is moving somewhere. And this is a huge drum and bass lesson. The Amen and the bass line need to work together, not against each other. Let the Amen carry the rhythmic identity. Let the bass line leave space for the snare. Try not to have bass notes landing on every drum hit. For a rolling D&B feel, leave room around the 2 and 4 snare hits. If needed, use sidechain compression so the drums stay clear and punchy. A simple bass chain could be something like operator or wave eatable, then EQ8, then compressor or glue compressor, then saturator. Keep it supportive. The break should feel like it is driving the tune, not fighting it. Here are a few common mistakes to avoid. Do not over-edit the break until it loses its character. The Amen is famous because of its natural flow. Keep some of that intact. Do not overprocess before resampling. If the source is already too compressed or too distorted, it may become lifeless. Do not make all your variations too similar. One should feel open, one should feel darker, and one should feel more active. Do not ignore low-end control. The break has plenty of mid and high energy, but your subspace still needs to stay clean. And do not forget automation. Amen variation becomes way more musical when you automate filter cutoff, saturation drive, reverb send, volume, or delay feedback. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, there are a few easy moves that work really well. Reduce some of the top-end brightness with EQ8. Add light saturation for a gritty edge. Use drum bus for punch and density. Filter the break a bit more in breakdowns. Add a tiny amount of room reverb to make it feel murkier. You can also make the arrangement feel heavier by starting with a sparse version before the drop, then bringing in the full Amen after a filtered section. A subtle snare layer or a reverse break slice can also make the transition hit harder. Another smart habit is to think in layers, not just loops. Keep a core Amen version, then create small offshoots that only appear when the arrangement needs energy. That way the track feels intentional, not repetitive. Here's a strong beginner exercise. Load one Amen break and make a basic 2-bar loop. Add a simple drum bus chain with EQ8, drum bus, and saturator. Resample the loop into a new audio track. Then make 3 versions. The original loop, a version with one kick removed and a stutter at the end, and a filtered version with a short fill. Arrange them across 4 bars. Then automate an auto-filter opening on the final bar. If you can make the last bar feel like a transition into a drop using just one reverse slice, one snare edit, and one filter move, you are already thinking like a real DNB arranger. So here is the full formula. Start with a solid Amen loop. Make a simple groove. Process it lightly with stock Ableton devices. Resample the result. Chop the resample into a new variation. Repeat to create contrast. Arrange those variations every 2, 4, 8, or 16 bars. Use automation to make the break evolve. That is the real power of Amen Variation using resampling workflows. It is not random editing. It is controlled evolution. And once you start hearing your breaks this way, you stop thinking like someone looping audio and start thinking like a producer building a track. That is where the fun really begins.